can bang. Well, I was there. I don't know.
No.
I went Heritage Building Maintenance the other time. So, all right, commitment you can bank on taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Did you drive by the one in Ames?
Yes.
Okay.
Very nice.
Very nice. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Who?
Yeah.
Justin Jacobs. Who else is this one? Another defensive back.
I know you're talking
about the transfer. This Hawkeye right, transfer portal.
Let me finish my thought on. Yep. Okay, so you had your buddy's tickets. You got to go to the Johnny's Club.
Yes.
Up at Hilton.
Yes.
What time was the game? I forget.
2:30. No, it was two. So you got in at 12:30.
12:30. Okay. Because we opened that one time and they opened it up at Sunday at 10:30. I'm like, whew. But how was it? Could you maneuver? Could you get in and get a beverage?
It was busy, but you could get a beverage. We went back in at halftime, wasn't busy at all. And we've kind of just made it when we go up there and we do that after the game, we just go in there, have a couple of drinks, wait for the traffic to leave, to roll out, and go. Kind of what we do. We kind of do the same thing at Jack Tries too.
Right. So I mean that's what I wondered because I mean we've been up there before but then again it was Alabama something, the second game of the year or whatever that there
was Alabama State or something.
There wasn't a lot of people there, but I've also been there. You're going to have one beer and it's because it's just a massive line. I'm intrigued. Have you seen anything or heard anything? Because they're going to massively redo that.
Yes.
Size wise. I don't know if it's going to be double, more entrances, bar. But yeah. Actually, there's three bars in there now.
There might be. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, because the one is really big.
Right.
And the other, yeah, I get you.
And then the wings. But
we didn't get in there. We drank at Macubana and
right, the macaroni place.
Yeah,
right.
And we parked like 6 spots away from and walked right in.
Right.
So, and thanks again to Rob and Don for allowing us to do that. Saw Mike and Mama Lacey and they walked. They pretty much just walk in the door. So, and they stayed after with us and had a couple of beers and stuff. So it was busy. We checked to make sure where we were sitting and then went in and had a quick beer and got out just in time to see introductions and got sat down. And
how was the lighting? Did it seem darker?
I think it was better.
The
apology came from Jamie. And it was kind of funny because I walked by Jamie and said, thanks for all you do and happy holidays. And I was just about ready to say it. And I think my wife kind of pushed me, hey, could it get brighter in here? But I didn't. I was going to do that for you, but kind of want to have him come on the show these days.
Exactly.
No, it was fun. It's a crazy good atmosphere. And I like you. I'm a huge Patrick McCaffrey fan, right? And I like watching Iowa basketball. I don't like going to Carver Hawkeye. I mean, going to Iowa football games is great. I don't like tailgating there because if you step on a sidewalk wrong, you can get thrown in jail. Tailgating in Iowa Ames is so much better because it's so spread out. But to actually sit in and watch a Hawkeye game, because I went to a Hawkeye game with Dan. And it was the one where, is it Brett Greenwood, the one that he walked across the field. It was his induction. And they played Pitt, and we won it on a last-second field goal. And that place, the Iowa Hawkeye, it went on for like a quarter. It was amazing.
Oh, I've been to Kinnick multiple times.
It's crazy cool.
I love going to Jack Trice. I love the feel of it.
Yep.
The up-click new vibe type of, that they're updating it. It is like going to a church of football when you go to Kinnick. I mean, it is just
having the hospital there is really cool. Right. Waving is really cool. I get it. I'm in. I just tailgating part. It's hard, and people love it.
Well, that's awesome. Also, I have never had a problem. Knock on wood of tailgating over in Iowa City.
Right.
Your personality is not conducive to drinking in public. I'm just saying,
and
because
being
you
with
don't
a bunch
always
of Hawkeye fans.
Need to have an opinion, Steen. Okay,
it doesn't bode well sometimes. I get that. No, but it's. I mean, it got to the point where there's a bunch of people, and especially with their kids up there, they all just started buying houses up in Iowa City.
So what is that street, Melrose, or whatever, right across the street?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember we went up there one time for the Iowa State game, and it was obviously a Hawkeye house, and it was black and gold, and had tickets with a friend of mine that is an Iowa State alum and had a white Tahoe with big old Iowa State license plates, and we're inches away from people pulling into this backyard where we had the parking pass. Talk about the looks. I'm like, man, I'm glad it's your vehicle, not mine. So.
Exactly. Okay, here's some funny that I just saw. Tim Murray from VEASAN, which I'm hoping that we can tape a segment with him since he's him and oh gosh, what's the quarterback's name? I love talking to him.
Oh, too. Sean Salisbury.
No.
Oh.
It's going to hit me here in a sec. Right. But he said one of the funny things about some of the lines that are coming down, I don't know why, but I really enjoy that the Music City Bowl total, Kentucky and Iowa, has a lower total than the Army-Navy game this week.
Well, one of the things that my little brother sent over that was, where was the quote here, about who could be quarterbacking this game. You know, it's like this. How about this
Joey
for a wrinkle? Right. If Kentucky quarterback Will Levis doesn't play in
the
game.
He's definitely not playing.
Right, exactly. Declared for the NFL. Wildcats could be one step closer to putting former Hawkeye Deuce Hogan.
Deuce Hogan against Joey Levis. Two people that haven't played a football game. That is funny.
Joey Levis, Carson May, he might get some. Yeah. Yep. I mean, it is. Kentucky has a pretty good secondary.
They have a good resume too, and they beat the Hawkeyes last year in the bowl game. So, I mean, I and
what is it within the first 20 minutes? The Hawkeye traveling band, or not band, but I mean the traveling horde of fans. They've already sold 50 some percent of in the first 20 minutes of the allotted tickets.
Yeah, they're going.
I mean,
go.
They're going to go.
Yeah, there's a big percentage of going to a bowl game has nothing to do with watching the football game. It's to go to the bowl game.
Right.
I mean, we went to the Alamo Bowl. That was amazing. We had so much fun. Football game was meh. Okay. We went we went to Memphis. Had a blast.
Yeah, you
the football game.
You drank beer with Jerry Lawler for Pete's sake.
Yeah, it's cold and you know. But it's getting to go. Here's the last thing that I remember. We were walking back from the bowl game, back to where we had parked. And I'm like, boy, just think if Memphis gets a player, how big basketball is going to be in this town. And now they have Ja Morant, and it is huge. I would love to go back to Memphis to be able to go to that game. Deion Sanders, 10 minutes ago, said that he is coaching Jackson State in the Celebration Bowl. At the end of the year.
Wow, that's Deion. He's not going to walk away from anything. He's going to make sure his resume is spotless.
Yep, I agree with that.
Hey, did you watch any wrestling last weekend?
Yes, and we actually watched the wrestling match in
Johnny's. Yep.
Watched it up to heavyweight, and we had to go back out because it was
where it was tied 15-15?
15-15.
Yeah.
And
of course, we're talking about the Iowa State.
Those four matches leading up match. And how they were going at each other and don't like each other and doing all the it's back.
Oh,
Iowa State, Iowa wrestling is back.
The bloody, the black eyes, the stares, two officials between the wrestlers just to keep, I mean, I'm like, this
just to keep them away
so
and
cool.
Blowing kisses.
But
and
I will say the post game by Iowa State's coach,
Kevin Dresser.
I always mess the name up because I've still got too much Bobby Douglas on the head. Yep. But anyway, gracious, not accusatory, not unbridled, not uncontrolled. I mean, it was This is what we want. This was a great match. We want great matches from here on out. This is, you know, I'm respectful to the program, but we're just going to keep moving in an upward.
It was a great tick. It was a great hire by Jamie in a difficult spot, and a lot of people had reservations, not knowing that it would be a good program, knowing that all the wrestlers would be in line. Can he get excitement into the Iowa State wrestling program? And he has done that.
Let me do this for you, because this is a Jamie Pollard thing. I remember when Kevin Dresser came from Humboldt, Breakfast Club that we're in, good friends with Bob Christensen, who is from Hamilton, or Hamilton Funeral Homes, whatever, but has Humboldt ties.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Dresser comes to our, and I mean, this is right when he got hired at Iowa State, comes in, and you're just like, oh, now this is a Jamie Pollard thing, because this guy is going to change, not, hey, I'm going to make this a winning program. He's morphing the culture again at Iowa State.
Yep.
So it's we're relevant. We've got recruiting. We've got depth. We've got, years of all right, this one out, this one in. We're creating a longevity of a program that he is an awesome dude.
Yep.
The Brands brothers are flipping amazing in Iowa.
No, it is a bunch of people that come back and give their lives to help other people get through the program. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're full of, and the funny thing is you have people on both sides. Some Iowa State people have gone to Iowa, you know, Brett Metcalf and all those came to Iowa State to help coach. I mean, they just want to be a part of that.
Right.
And it's a different that. And it's been, wrestling is different. It's not just a sport. It's a lifestyle.
Well, absolutely. And it's, I remember the talks that we've had about, like, even at the Iowa State program, that it's not just the Iowa State wrestling program. It extends into, you've got guys that this is their job, that are part of the program because they're world wrestlers. They're you know, Olympic style, all these different things, but they get to be part of the program to help the program, but they're not actually going on the mat against Iowa, but they're, I mean, there's a lot of depth to what goes on with this program.
Oh, absolutely. And it was everybody. So at halftime, we all went in, and they had it on every TV, and we were screaming, and because every single match came down to the very end, and except for heavyweight. And that is, you know, they're just not as deep yet.
Right.
But they're deep enough and can score enough technical points that I think they're going to be okay. And Iowa has to stay healthy. So we walked in when Spencer Lee was starting to wrestle. And Nate and I, because Nate went with us too. He's like, you just told me he's wrestling. And I'm like, yeah. And he doesn't have ACLs. Nope. And he's still wrestling at a high level and just frustrated the Iowa State guy. But then you see, is it David Carr? Because his dad was Nate Carr, right? So it's David Carr. Is that?
I believe it doesn't sound. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Go with that.
Let's try there.
And luckily, I love this, because if we are wrong, we get correct.
Yeah, so it will get correct.
I know where you're going.
He is the face of Iowa State wrestling, and that is a really good face to have for Iowa State wrestling, because 4-point student, great kid. And wrestles his behind off, and has lineage, you know, which both these programs.
I'm telling you,
is the lineage,
the program that I cannot wait. I've got to figure out how and when and where I can watch it. But the Iowa women's program,
I've showed you the wrestling program.
Oh my Lord! I mean, there is
the high school stuff is awesome in around here.
I graduated Waverly Shellrock. I mean, that's all they're talking about is the girls' team coming out of there. Yep. So. But
it matters.
The to look at that one photo I showed you of the team photo, and I'm just, you look at those gals and they're in that stance, and I'm like, okay, let's see. Her dad was state champion. You go to the next one. Her two brothers were state champion. I mean, they just have that look like, oh, please, please, please come at me.
Yeah, they're just thankful that somebody bit the bullet and said, this has nothing to do with gender. It has nothing to do with any. This is what we want to do. I mean, there are more big time MMA women's fights sometimes than there are men.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's all.
I just love to see it at the high school level and now at the college level, Division I, all this that the women's programs are taking off like this because it's cool. There are some massively talented ladies.
I know
a couple
of little girls up in UNI that are going to be wrestling here in the next few because. They're already beating each other up every day with the Schwab twinklets there. So that'll be fun too. And you and I, really good wrestling program as well. With the type of budget that they have, even though it's a Division I program, you know, they don't have the same budget things. Not that wrestling has a huge budget in a lot of places, but it does happen to have huge budgets. And Carver Hawkeye Arena, that's a perfect place to have a wrestling match
with the lighting, everything.
Yeah, to have a basketball game
down in the pit. Yep.
Yeah. Not as much, but it's fun to watch and sometimes when we fight between Iowa State fans and Iowa fans, it's like we want the other one not to exist. And sometimes you hear that these programs aren't as good if we don't have the two of us.
Right.
Even though Iowa's had more success at some things.
Right.
We've had more success at other things.
The chippiness seems to come in the football world. It's I don't know. I feel we get a lot more crossover basketball fans.
I do too. And definitely wrestling fans because of the respect for Kevin Dresser and our respect for the Brands Brothers. I agree with that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I will be back right after this break. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk, Real Sports Fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3. Station now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports. Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. UNI Toledo, 7 o'clock pregame tonight. Get to listen to some UNI football, basketball. Wow.
Who's the Thursday night game?
Thursday night game. Raiders
and
the Rams.
And I was going to say that just popped up.
Baker Mayfield.
Very good chance that Baker may start on Thursday.
All right. So I got this one here. So we'll do Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny. Services include foot and ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are at their Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at dmos.com. Hours, West Des Moines, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The difference between urgent care and emergency rooms is the severity of the health problem. If the condition is life-threatening, go to the emergency room. If the condition is a minor illness or injury, take advantage of the convenience and affordability of the urgent care clinics that DMOS has, both in Ankeny and West Des Moines. New to DMOS is Engineered Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, and also in Huxley for all of our high school kids, our college kids in and around the area. They just get really high-end rehab and sports training to do it the right way, which you need to do on both sides of an injury, before you get injured, after you get injured. It's extremely important. So, okay, we have been going through stuff. What did we say we were going to talk about? I don't remember what you said.
We're going to talk about the college playoffs.
College football playoffs. Yeah.
But with that, before we go there, we have got to get down to Wells Fargo. Luka went off for 44 points, 16 rebounds.
I know.
We've got to get down and see the game in there.
Iowa Energy, we're coming.
No, Iowa Wolves.
Iowa Wolves.
Good Lord.
Iowa Energy, how old am I? Wow.
You know what? As luck would have it, I do have an old pullover.
I have a old pullover as well. Okay, so the...
Do you remember when the hockey team was the Iowa Chops?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yes.
God.
So this year, so let's talk about that first. Okay, so when all this was coming down for the four-team playoff.
Yes.
At any point in time through the weekend, did you think that even after TCU lost, was there any point in time that you thought TCU was not going to be in, or any time that you thought Alabama would jump over Ohio State because USC was nice enough to lose that game?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
There's
enough that we sit here and say, well, the committee is biased. The committee is paid off. It's all about what the TV revenue, what they're going to watch, things like that. There was no way a two-loss team.
Every time I see Nick Saban whining about something, I want to go, Nick, stop. Just stop.
And I'm sure he'd be like, Gary, I apologize. You're right.
Steen, you're right.
Sorry, Steen.
I shouldn't be doing that.
Give away your stage name.
That's fine.
All right.
But if it went to a 12-team playoff, and it's kind of interesting how they're going to do it. So there are, for the 12-team, you get six of the conference winners.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets you, I have it.
Six conference winners.
So you get the Power Five, and then a combination of like the AAC and a couple others. So you get the Atlantic Coast, the ACC gets one, the Big 12 gets one, the Big 10 gets one, the SEC gets one.
Pac-12.
And the Pac-12 get one. And then the Mountain West and
But to me, this is just year one. This is, again, we're going to get back into a major conversation again about that the Pac-12 isn't going to be around next year.
And I think that's going to be, I think it's going to get to a point where it is the
Power Four conference.
I don't SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. I could go to three, and then have the other groupings that might fit somewhere in there.
Right.
Because I don't know.
Big Ten, Big 12,
SEC,
SEC, and then everybody else.
And the ACC. So there could be four because the ACC. But I don't know how the ACC survives with Clemson and a bunch of basketball schools.
I don't.
So that'll be interesting. But I never thought four was enough because you can, not saying that they've done it before, but you can fix can be in on who those four could be. Unless it's just glaring that these are the four.
Well, it's what we used to go to with the championship game. You've got three undefeated teams. Well, it's strength of schedule, and it's the matrix, and the power this, and the power. I'm like, come on, really?
And see, that's my thing, and then that's what you heard this weekend. Well, the Big 12's not that good, and you take the bottom half of the Big 10 and the bottom half of the Big 12, and you let those teams play. If I think the Big 10 would be lucky if it was even. You do the same thing with the ACC. You do the same. There are SEC teams in the bottom of that conference that Alabama and all those guys love having because they're wins. That's every conference.
Yes.
I'm tired of hearing all that. And I think the greatest thing that happened this year in college football was Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher. And he went there because it was an easier – Yeah, he did not have a good year. You had a whole bunch of these guys that didn't.
Does he still have a job?
Yeah, he still does have a job. It's kind of funny to not have Jimbo Fisher out there complaining about not getting into the right bowl game or into the championship when he can't even qualify. It was bad enough that we couldn't qualify, but I still think we had a better year than Jimbo Fisher did.
Yeah.
And the simple fact that he gets paid like $15 million a year for not to make the playoffs. So
he's going to be saying, you just show me where the door is.
Yeah, Ed. So I don't know. I'm hoping that the only part about the 12-team playoff is you are going to make college kids. There has to be a way that some of that money can come back to the kids, because you are going to end up making some of those,
right? Exactly.
Play three extra games. I don't think you need to play the year that the winner. I think all these conferences, I think that's why they're going away from having divisions, so they don't have to at the end of the year play each other to see who goes. I think it just should be the winner of,
right,
of the division. And I mean, of the whole, who has,
I don't think it's the biggest deals we're talking about, though. I mean, because what is it? Division II? They already play this many games.
No, they do.
They still go to school. They still, mean, it's not
the school part, but I still wonder. I'm waiting to see this year how many kids sit out
of
bowl games.
Right.
And I'm also curious on some of these, if they're not like, if you were Texas A&M and you weren't having a good year, but you're a top 10 draft pick, do you just start sitting out in the middle of the season for some of these teams? I don't know. Maybe not, because it's not as big a deal as it is in football as it is in basketball because of the fewer numbers. But I still think football is going to, I'm not going to Alabama and not playing. I'm not going to go to Ohio State and not play. That is why I think this is such an important year for both Iowa and Iowa State. If Iowa doesn't make changes, it's going to cost them over the next 3 years.
Yes, exactly.
And it may not cost them next year, because they don't have to play Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan, or Ohio State next year.
But
how that happens, I have no idea. But
that's masking a problem.
It may not next year, but the subsequent years, it's going to matter. You. There's not a team that's in this grouping here, and even in that 12 grouping, that doesn't have an offensive football team. Now, there are teams that play better because they have a pretty good defense. Georgia's defense is really good, but their offense is really good too. Alabama's defense is probably better than their offense.
Okay,
but you can't be in the hundreds in offensive ranking,
right,
and expect to do big things.
Right. So with our discussion of the college football playoffs, let's look at what's actually this year. Okay.
Yep.
So we've got the Fiesta Bowl, which is number 2 Michigan against number 3 TCU on New Year's Eve. And you've got number 1 Georgia versus number 4 Ohio State on the Peach Bowl.
And that was my thought process to my sister-in-law, Susie. Hey, congratulations. USC lost. You jumped in. Here's your prize. You get to play Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. But then listen to the New Year's slate. So on the 30th, you got number 6 Tennessee against number 7 Clemson.
Which would be a great game if Tennessee's quarterback was healthy. That'll be interesting to see who plays quarterback for Tennessee. Tennessee is a better football team. I just don't know if they can win that game. And Clemson's starting quarterback for the whole year, except for the last game, is already in the transfer portal. So he's out. And that's the other thing.
And that's the Capital One Orange Bowl.
Yep.
Now, the one that gets me that I really am looking forward to, because I have no idea the outcome of this game, is the Sugar Bowl, the All-State Sugar Bowl, number 5 Alabama against number 9 Kansas State.
And Nick Saban bashing on Kansas State and TCU. Coach Klieman's gonna have those boys ready to play.
Oh yeah,
he's a good coach. I mean, all he's ever done wherever he's at's win. K State did to there was two things in that game. What K State did to TCU, I didn't think they could do again. You know, I didn't think they could do that. And how Max Duggan played in the second half and all the way down, getting pounded on every play. That's going to get him. It's going to get him the number 2 spot in the Heisman. Max Duggan, right. Council Bluffs.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to get him number two in the Heisman race.
I'm just looking at this thinking, there is no way I'm going to get anything productive as far as a party or anything done on New Year's Eve, because we've got the Sugar Bowl, basically, what is it? These are Eastern, 12, the Fiesta Bowl at 4, and then 8 o'clock the Peach Bowl.
And hit me, who are the games?
The first game is Alabama, Kansas State. Then it's Michigan, TCU. Then it's Georgia, Ohio State.
That's awesome.
That is
New Year's Eve.
That's New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
No. January 2nd is the Cotton Bowl, Tulane against USC. So number 16, Tulane against.
That's an interesting.
Game.
USC is going to be disappointed that they're not there. All plays? Their quarterback is a little banged up.
Right.
You know what happens with that?
Well, and then our last one at because that's the day game. Then the night game is number 11 Penn State versus number 8 Utah, and the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl.
That's going to be a good game too. Utah's a really good team. See, that those are my. I want to grab Utah. I want to grab Colorado. I even want to grab Colorado more now. I'm serious, right. Brett Yormack. Brett Yormack should be
Yormark.
Excuse me. Be on the phone with Dion going, you don't want to be in the Pac-12. It's not going to be here. USC's leaving. UCLA's leaving.
We're recruiting the recruiter.
We're gonna come get you, and you can help bring the Big 12 to the top of the heap. What a prize that would be to get. Then you grab Utah. I like that. So you get Utah, you get Colorado, and then I don't care if it's Washington State, Washington. It's not going to be Stanford's going to go to the Big Ten because of his academics.
Right.
I don't know. So
you just said Colorado, possibly, you know, to go to the Big 12. You're saying it's going to be the phoenix of a program that's just going to rise with Dion. Okay, so there's that. Great. That comes into the Big 12. And then you've got Utah, currently number 8, coming into the Big 12. Oh, okay, great.
That's great.
Yeah. BYU.
BYU, Houston.
Houston. I mean, all the ones that are in there.
Central Florida.
Yeah.
And then you get Arizona State. I still think we need that something on the East Coast or the coastal for Central Florida, because that means
that was Memphis. That was Memphis that you wanted.
Yeah, I really, and that's not even counting Gonzaga coming just to play basketball.
Right.
It's going to be fun.
This. Let's throw it all in a jar, shake it up, and roll it out and see what happens. I mean, it's we're not talking about it right now, but we are very close to this all blown up again, and then we'll be talking about.
And you would think the SEC would be really. Really trying to dive into this because the SEC's savior was Nick Saban. Nick Saban's 77 years old. He's not coaching for 10 more years.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
I
name, image, and likeness has changed the ball game, and we haven't even touched all the name, image, and likeness stuff.
Right.
You know, and all. Well, the things.
And it's been more about the transfer portal.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the mass exodus name, from schools.
Right. It's name, image, and likeness for the NCAA basketball.
Right.
And it's the transfer portal for football. If I go there and I can't play, my coach leaves, I get that same ability. I love it.
Unless you're TJ. He knows how to use a portal.
Yes. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Thanks for listening. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
So bad. So bad.
Last segment
on this Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, we're on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook's down 1700 The Champ as well. Website, I'll get yesterday's show and today's show out there later this evening. We have UNI Toledo coming up at 7 o'clock with the pregame. Thursday, Raiders-Rams. That's a huge game, especially a huge game for the Raiders, who are kind of They're moving up, and the Rams are going the other way to see if Baker Mayfield's going to play that game. Friday is you and I, McNeese
Raiders
State.
Hope.
Yeah, Saturday, Army, Navy. Sunday, Chiefs, Broncos. Dolphins, Chargers is the flexed into the Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, Chargers are beat up. There's a chance.
There's a chance. You're saying there's a chance. And Monday is you and I, South Florida. That's a 6:30 pregame as well. Chiefs Kingdom moves to Wednesday at its regular 7 p.m. time. I am out on Wednesday and Friday this week, so...
But we'll be together on Thursday.
Yes. Also want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, BetMGM, Come and Go for being a part of the program. Anything on your mind here in these last little...
Yes, because I was going through my notes. I do take notes.
You do take notes.
So we have things to go off of, and it's amazing how our notes actually mirror each other a lot of times. So we talked about Iowa, Duke, Iowa State. We talked about Purdy. Jeff Saturday in my notes. Is he looking in the mirror going, ugh, what did I do? Or is it just talent?
Yeah, I don't think that's the way he looks at it. I think he wants that job.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the kicking point. He won't take that job without going through the interview process and doing all the due diligence that the Colts need to do.
Right.
And I think he wants a shot. I always thought he would go up, and the further they can get the ownership group away from the football team, mm-hmm. the better that football team will be. But I don't think that he's embarrassed him. It was 21-19.
Right.
He just doesn't have, he doesn't have the same talent. It's not a talented football team.
So they.
There's a reason why the general manager and the football coach got fired.
Right. I mean, I didn't realize how much Andrew Luck was going to be missed on that team.
Yeah.
But he wants to enjoy the next 30 years of his life.
Right.
You know, and he's a smart dude.
Yeah, Stanford.
Yeah. So. I hope for Jeff that things go well.
Yeah.
And that
if he doesn't, he walks right back into ESPN, and ESPN loves him. And
it's not like how do I make the house payment? I mean, but for him to do it, the look and what he's got with the rah-rah with the guys on the sidelines, I'm hoping the best for him. But man, they need something at quarterback.
Yeah, that is what I've always said.
Right.
If you're leaving college to go to the pros, if you're leaving another team that you're assistant coach and you're going to coach somewhere else, if you don't have a quarterback, don't do it.
Right.
Because it's not, you're not making it. The list is zero, and that's just the way it is.
All right. So we checked Baker off the list. Brady, wow, last night we checked that off the list. Whew, Packers and Bears game. Whew.
It was ugly.
Yeah, 28-19 Packers
on a couple of late things.
But I will say this: there's a lot of people that, good Lord, am I ever going to see my Bears again? Blah, blah, all these different things. Okay, Justin Fields still got Montgomery. You've got the most salary cap
of anybody,
and
nine draft
barge
picks.
Full of
nine draft picks. And they need all nine of them because they need all kinds of different pieces. He needs a weapon,
mm-hmm.
Preferably a weapon, a dual, like a wide receiver, and it doesn't even have to be just somebody that he can throw the ball to when needed. And not that I don't dislike their tight end, but they could use Cole Kmet as a better blocker than he is a receiver, but he does a good job.
Right.
He just doesn't have a lot to work with, but you saw glimpses in that game too. If you're the Green Bay Packers and you're getting ready to go into next year and everybody's like, well, they still have a shot. Listen, the Minnesota Vikings are 10-2. The worst they can be is 10-7, and Green Bay still has to win a couple of games even to get over 500. They're not going to the playoffs. To be really truthful, and people won't agree with this, and Aaron Rodgers wouldn't either, I'd want to see what I have in Jordan Love. Is it somebody that I want to keep? and let him play. They won't do it because Aaron Rodgers has them by the
right. And it's he says when I'm mathematically eliminated, you can do what you want.
Yep.
But if I'm still in it, I'm still going to play.
But he still is not, you know. And the one thing here's the one thing that's made him look as bad as anything, and that is Christian Watson is a really good football player.
Yeah.
And he bashed on him a lot, and Christian Watson is kind of like, yeah. I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, whatever, old man.
Yeah, I don't need you.
But if I was Aaron Rodgers to Alan Lazard, I would be buying him a very large Christmas present all the time.
I would, because that's the
outlet.
It is.
I mean, and good Lord, he got him beat up last weekend.
He did, and that he gets that that happens a lot to him. No, if I'm a Chicago Bears fan, I'm pretty happy. If I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, I'm happy. I heard people today going, well, they're not going to win a playoff game. Well, listen, one of these not so good teams are going to have to come to Minnesota. It's not easy to win in Minnesota.
Exactly.
They're going to win a playoff game. Can they win two playoff games? Probably not, but they're either going to be the 2 seed or the 3 seed because they're going to have more wins than everybody else does.
Okay. With that being said, last thing on my list here, Cowboys for real. Can we finally say it?
Boy, I don't trust Mike McCarthy, and I'm not quite sure that here's the deal. We'd already be talking about it if they wouldn't have lost that game to Green Bay. And they lost that game to Green Bay because Dak Prescott got rattled a little bit. Mike McCarthy made some bets. They were up 2 touchdowns. You win that game.
Right.
And you win that game in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is already wherever he's going, Tetons or the wherever.
Right.
And they let them come back and win that game. And that's what I have more questions about Dak Prescott than Mike McCarthy because I don't know Micah Parsons and that defense doesn't care what Mike McCarthy says or does or anything.
Dak Prescott's
still got to win a big game.
Right.
You ever seen him win a big game?
No.
No.
But that's my thing with the Cowboys that I like to watch. The less we talk about the positives and negatives of Dak Prescott and just let him play mistake-free ball, I don't want to talk about Ezekiel Elliott every other play. I want to see it mixed up. And that was a good game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got CeeDee Lamb. There was a lot of spreading out. It was – so, yes, I agree with you. I mean, that was – what say the score was? 50
– Yeah, they
– the whole – yeah, it was – I think I picked it to the 7-12, them to win by 7-12, and the final score was 54-19. Yeah, I missed that one, bet jam.
Now, I'm surprised you haven't thrown this at me today because I'm not going to be a very – well, I am going to be a happy camper because I'm happy for the player, but I'm not happy for my team. I got a really, 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 really bad feeling that Aaron Judge is going to sign with either the Dodgers or the San Francisco Giants.
I think it's the Giants.
And – I mean, that is where the New York Yankees are right now. They signed their who gives the crap general manager, and they put that on the front page. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, who is this Costanza guy?
What, I mean,
it's a joke, Seinfeld joke. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think he's signing there because I don't think he liked that they leaked numbers, and
the Phillies are spending money.
Yeah, they are. Trey Turner. Now, I had a lot of people yesterday just complain about Trey Turner and why are you giving him that much money? Great teammate, great team player. They win. He's been a huge part of that Dodgers organization. He just brings that person to the Phillies, and I love watching him slide and smack his hand on the base.
No, swagger. Like the swagger.
I love the swagger. You know that. Yeah. No, the New York Yankees are getting ready to become irrelevant. And that is not.
That's not good because people want the Yankees to be relevant and in the big games because you know half the people are going to watch them to win and half the people are going to watch them to lose.
And that's the great part about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they should have signed
Aaron
Cowboys
Judge. The same way, dude.
Yep, they should have signed Aaron Judge for that $400. And as soon as Ohtani comes available, they should have paid him $500, and just said we'll just print money. Yeah. But they're not doing it. And it's like. Hank Steinbrenner is not dad, and he wants money. He wants to keep his money, and you can't win in Major League Baseball. Not when the Mets are willing to spend whatever. Not when the Astros are willing to spend whatever. Not when the Dodgers are willing to spend whatever. And there's a lot of other teams in baseball that said, you know what, we're just going to start buying. And if we see,
I wish we'd hear a little more out of the Ricketts in the north side of Chicago. Yeah, I know that.
They're not doing anything.
Oh, real quick, my heart goes. We lost Christie Alley, Christine McVie. Those are a couple huge ones that were amazing.
Yeah, I'm a huge Christie Alley fan as well. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We appreciate you listening. Hawkeye Huddle getting ready to come on here right after us. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, we'll be back on Thursday doing the same thing. See you then.
See ya.